Now, these are different kinds of hog meat. For instance, the meat that is has very little wean in it, in the side of a hog.
Well, you refer to a lot of, most everybody around here would say fatback.
All right.
But
would that be with no, does that have some wean in it?
Very little.
All right.
Little.
Do you have a name for it that has no wean at all? Or you still call that fatback?
Well, what is it? Is it the meat that you use for seasoning? Is that what you're...
Yeah, right.
Well, I call it seasoning meat.
All right. Okay, but I mean, it's something like put in beans or something.
Yes, we call it fatback.
Okay. If you're going to buy bacon at a big piece like this, what would you call it?
Slab bacon.
All right. And if you have pork that is smoked and salted, is smoked and salted pork?
Cured.
All right. And you drop it, you get a slab of this meat, and you cut it up, and you call it, what do you call that?
Ham.
No, this is a, you get a slab and you have it for breakfast every day.
Oh, bacon.
All right. And meat packed in a casing?
You mean the ham part? Or?
No, this is just meat that's ground up and packed in a casing.
I don't know.
Oh, sure. Like salami and bologna.
Oh.
Different kinds of.
Well, whatever type you're wanting in.
All right.
Of course, we have bologna.
And what is that, though? How would you just, I mean, what does bologna and salami and so forth have in common? They're all different. Pork. There's a pork kind, too, a pork.
Well, they're all pressed meats, and they're packaged, and
okay.
Sandwich meats more.
Right. Yeah, now that, but when you use pork, like sometimes people have pork, fried pork for breakfast. Sometimes it's in links and sometimes it's not.
Sausage.
Sure. And the man who cuts meat is a
butcher.
And if meat is left out too long, you'd say the meat is
spoiled.
All right. And now you mentioned pressed meat before. Well, what would you call this particular kind? It's made with the meat from the head of a hog and its ears and so forth. Made a kind of
souse meat.
Okay. Do you have a name for ground beef rolled in tripe and pickled? Do you ever make anything like that?
Ground beef?
Yeah. Rolled in tripe and pickled and then sliced and fried.
No.
Do you eat anything that's kind of like that, maybe made with cornmeal in the juice from souse meat?
No, I've seen my mother eat it, but I don't know what she called it.
Scrapple or cripple?
Neither
of those. How about a sausage made with liver?
Liver loaf.
Okay. Do you know what liver mush is?
No, we make mush from cornmeal.
Okay. You make anything with blood, with the blood of freshly slaughtered animal. If butter is left out too long, I don't mean just getting soft from the heat, but I mean if you can't use it, you'd say that butter is...
I'd say it was spoiled.
That's okay. I was thinking of either the other two, rancid and froey.
Not froey, we don't use that.
Okay.
I heard the word rancid.
Okay. And milk that's a lot thickened is said to be, what do you call that?
Clabbered.
All right. And a kind of cheese that's similar to that. It's kind of made out of it.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. And in years ago, when they wanted to get the impurities out of the milk, they would
strain it.
All right, and this is a pastry made with apples. You put a layer of pastry down, and then a layer of apples, and another layer of dough.
Well, we call them apple betties or apple pan daddy.
Okay, and they're both the same thing.
To me, they are.